Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Her name was Martha. When I met her, she was about 90 years old, living by herself in a very small house in Smith Center, Kansas. Martha was almost blind. She had trouble getting around, but she insisted on living alone. And I would go and see Martha on a regular basis to spend time with her and bring her communion and read scripture together. And I would go to Martha's house and I would say, "Martha, let's read the Psalms together." And she would say, "Let's not." "Let's read Revelation and you tell me what it means." And I would say to Martha, "Well, I think Psalm 11 would be really good today." Martha was a person who for her whole life said pretty much exactly what she thought. Pretty much right when she thought it. And so if she thought you were dressed inappropriately or you were too old or too fat or too whatever, Martha was never afraid to say it. She was a truth teller. I thought at first that she had come by this in her old age, and her friends assured me that in fact that was not the case. I came to love Martha deeply. She became a saint for me because she was willing to tell the truth. She had a powerful understanding of human nature, and she would sometimes, when I would come to her house, say, "Do you know what they're saying?" This is about my congregation. And I would say, "No, Martha, I don't." And she would, I'd say, "Who?" And she would say, "The women of the congregation." And I would say, "No, Martha, I don't really want to know." And she would tell me anyway. And it took a while for me to figure out that Martha did this because she loved me. She cared. Not only about me, but about her congregation, her family, her world, her life. She loved it so passionately that it never occurred to her to sugarcoat much of anything. I feel like the gospel lesson that Jesus speaks this morning is that kind of truth. It starts out really nice. "Blessed are the peacemakers." Yada, yada, yada. And we all sit and we listen and it's just so very nice till the second half of the lesson. "Woe to you who are full now. You will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now. You will not be laughing. Woe to you who speak, woe to those of you who are spoken well of." Wow. "Woe to the rich and the wealthy and the laughing." We hear those words and we ought to be uncomfortable because, you know, that's us. It's us that Jesus speaks of. And we as a people and as a society should hear that truth-telling in a way that cuts to the depth of our soul. I could just hear Martha in those words. If she'd have been there with Jesus, she probably would have said, "You tell him, Jesus!" All the time knowing that it was a word for her. And then comes the very end of the reading, the gospel of the reading, that little saying that you've heard your whole life and didn't even realize it was in this context. So woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one. If anyone takes away from you your coat, give them also your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes your goods, do not ask for them back. And then the line, do to others as you would have them do to you. It's that golden rule that we make such a big deal out of and pretty much summarily ignore. One of the things I loved about Martha was that she was a truth teller. She could dish it out, but boy, could she take it. She not only expected to be able to tell the truth, she expected you to tell the truth also. So when I visited her in Colorado and I walked in the room and she said, "My God, you've gotten fat." I said, "My God, you've gotten old." And we embraced. What Jesus proposes in this turning over of the world is love in truth. It's what Paul talks about as being uncovered in the gospel of Jesus Christ and lived out in the body of Christ, is this truth of the world. That we give up the fantasy of our poverty and our misery and see in the world the true misery of hunger and desolation, and be a blessing for it. To see sadness and despair, and be a blessing for it. To live out our lives as the body of Christ, blessed, fed, given the meal of bread and wine and fellowship and life and water and light, and pour it out on a world of need. It seems to me that in many ways that is our whole task as the church. To do unto the world as has already been done for us. This Jesus of Nazareth. And to be unashamed and unafraid to speak the truth about injustice and pain. And not always pointing at what the other folks are doing. You know, these folks in this area, not a tither among them. I don't really know that. You know? It's real easy to point at those people, right? But that's not the gospel. What the gospel does is it calls us to the truth of our own lives. To see in ourselves the hurt of the world and pray for healing. The truth is difficult, and yet it's what Paul calls us to. Love is almost impossible, and yet it's what Christ calls us to. Justice seems out of reach, and yet at the core of our being. If Martha were here today, and she walked through that door, she would say, "My God, you've gotten even fatter, and what's with the dress?" She would have been right on two counts. But she also would have enfolded me in her arms and said, "I love you." And that's God's gift. The enfolding of this body and that deep and abiding love of the saints that surround us and weave through us in God's Spirit for a new creation. Amen.